The question was asked, we have many technical details in the laws of damages that we don't necessarily see the source for in the text. So some of the things that Chazal delineated within the laws of damages is their application of the concepts of Torah. Meaning the Torah gives us a certain range of concepts, and then the Torah says the rabbis have to take the system and the concepts and apply it. So if we'll take a very expanded example of this. Today I want to know if it's okay if I let my alarm go off, my car alarm go off, and I'm going to leave it running for 5-10 minutes. I just want to see how much power it has. And my neighbor says, I'm trying to put my baby to sleep. It's between 2 and 4. Here in Israel, between 2 and 4, you're not supposed to make noise. Let me put my baby to sleep. And you say, this is the only off time I have at work. The other alternative is to do it at night. Can I leave my car alarm running for 10 minutes between 2 and 4 in the afternoon? So this halacha is actually discussed in a different vein in the Gemara. The Gemara says, can I make noise in my yard to my neighbors? Can I open a kindergarten in my yard when it will affect my neighbors? Can I open a bakery in my yard? So I have to analyze the smoke. I have to analyze the noise the customers will make. So the okay.
I mean, Angel is a nice neighbor.
But the Talmud discusses it. So does the Talmud have every aspect of that from overt Sukkim and Torah, or does the Torah teach me a certain number of concepts within responsibility of damages and consideration of neighbors, and then the rabbi's job is to extrapolate it forward? What the rabbis extrapolated in their days, I have to apply in my day. But their extrapolation is, we have a core group of halachot in the Torah, and those halachot are supposed to teach me concepts. From those concepts, I have laws of derivations, I have systems, and Chazal's understanding of how to expand it.